You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. Get educated and enlightened with the tools to help you succeed in your business on enterprise. BFM 89.9, and speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer in our toolkit segment. And today we're talking about affiliate programs. What is an affiliate program?
Okay, Frida, an affiliate program is quite similar to a referral program. I mean, like for a golf club, they have a referral program where if you can refer friends to the club, you get a commission. So on the internet, it's more popular by the name affiliate program. You can join an affiliate program, for example, Amazon.com, Dell.com, ToysRUs.com, and then you can actually promote their products and recommend their products. And if somebody buys the product, you'll get a commission from these affiliate programs.
You know, when you talk about affiliate programs, and even credit card companies also do that, the process, I guess, online would be a lot simpler.
It is very simple online. And how to join an affiliate program is that you just log into the website of a affiliate partner, for example, say Amazon.com, and you just sign. You just fill in a form, an online form. After filling the form, it's free. Joining an affiliate program is always free. If they request a payment, then that's not an affiliate program. So make sure it's free. Fill in the form, and then you'll be given a link something like www.amazon.com/ID1234. The ID will be a unique ID. Everybody gets a different ID. And then with that link, you can start promoting Amazon.com. You can promote it through your blogs. You can promote it through a website, or even you can promote it through email. Somebody clicks on the link and then makes a purchase of the books, you'll get commission from Amazon.
Wow. Okay, what are the ways to promote an affiliate program?
Okay, like I mentioned just now, there are three ways. I'm going to mention blogs. What you can do is have a blog and write reviews about a certain book from Amazon. So, for example, if you read a good book, write a good review about the book, join Amazon affiliate, and then promote the book. So if somebody reads your review, click on your link, buys the book, you get commission there. Okay, you can also use a website. If you are selling, if you're a travel agent, for example, you can use affiliate as a back-end product. For example, if you're a travel agent, you engage your customers for flight tickets and all the stuff, but at the same time, you can also promote Amazon's books.
Travel books.
Travel books, yeah, or maps from Amazon. So when your visitors come to your website, they can also purchase books from Amazon, travel books from Amazon or maps, and then Amazon will get you give you commission, so you get extra money there. And right. Another way is using email. A good way to use email, make sure you don't spam. I mean, like, spam means sending unsolicited emails. You send emails to those who actually request information. So my advice here is actually to build a database, build your own mailing list, and then use that mailing list as a platform to promote your affiliate programs.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment. Today, we're talking about affiliate programs. If I successfully sell a product of an affiliate offline, how do I get paid?
Okay, usually three ways of getting paid. Number one is PayPal. You need to have a PayPal account, and this is more towards global affiliate programs. They'll pay you through PayPal. Another popular way is that actually they send you a check to your home, and then you need to cash a check to the local bank. And probably local affiliates in Malaysia, they usually bank in the money to your bank account directly.
And it sounds very easy to start. It's an easy way to start an internet business using this program. Is it true?
It is easy to start because it's just a matter of filling in a form and then promoting it. But you still need to have good content in your blog, on your website, because good content will attract visitors. And when you attract visitors, the more you attract visitors, the more chances of getting people to buy the product that you are recommending. So to start an affiliate program is very easy, but I hope by now people get the message that internet business is not really you sit from home and when I say goyang kaki and you make money. No, it's not like that. And you still need to do work. And by having good contents in your website, attract visitors, then that's where the hard work comes in.
Right. And so some tips on how to be a successful affiliate. There's work. We know that.
Okay. Some tips. Treat it like a business, like a full-time business. Many of us treat affiliate program like a part-time business. If you treat it like a part-time business, you get part-time income. But if you treat it like a full-time business, then you get more money there. I mean, you need to strategize your business. You need to build your business, grow your business, grow your mailing list, and then treat it like a full business. And you need to do research, tap into new markets, and then also again strategize like a business. Most affiliate who join an affiliate program don't make a lot of money because they treat it like a part-time job. I mean, like just putting a small link in, on the website, or just put a link, small advertisement on the blog, that wouldn't work because you need to be more active in promoting your affiliate programs.
All right. And if you're not very good in writing content and all that, what do you do?
Okay. You can also get ready-made contents online. I mean, there are so many article places out there where you can get articles and actually use those articles in your blogs and in your website. Also, you can also pay freelancers to write for you. And sometimes right now you can get an article for as low as $5. You can get a good article from them.
With your businesses, do you have affiliate programs for all?
I have for some of them. For example, for my workshops and I have for my ebooks. Yeah, and it really works. It really helps.
Okay. So is it important to have your own affiliate program if I have an internet business? Is it a must-have?
It won't be a must-have, but I would very recommend to have an affiliate program, because if you have an affiliate program, you get hundreds of people to promote your product. I mean, to have an affiliate program, you get people to sign up for your affiliate program and then start promoting your products or services online. And then it helps a lot because now you won't be alone promoting your product. It'll be hundreds or even thousands of people. Just for example, like one of my ebooks, I have like 2,000 plus affiliates. So 2,000 people are actually promoting the ebooks online. So every day there are sales coming from different affiliates, and it saves my own time by not promoting it myself.
And you only pay them when it gets sold.
Yes, exactly. That,
so it's a win-win.
It's a win-win, and it's a dream. It's a dream for marketers, actually. It's unlike advertisement where you need to pay. You need to have advertisement budget, regardless whether people buy your products or not. But with an affiliate program, you only pay when there's sales. So it's a dream for marketers.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Irfan Khairi, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment, and today we're talking about affiliate programs. If I'm a seller, how am I able to run an affiliate program so others can promote my products for me?
Okay, Frida, here we need a software to install on our web hosting. Okay, the software is called Affiliate Program Manager, and you can get it online for it is a bit costly, but it's worth it. It costs about $100 to $200, and you can get
it's not free.
And then with that, you need to install that on your web hosting, or get the seller, okay, get a programmer to install it for you, so you don't need to know all the technical details. With that, everything will be automatic. For example, that Nifty software, people will be able to register, and then that software will provide the link that I mentioned just now, like amazon.com/ID123. It will provide automatically. So actually, everything will be like autopilot. You won't need to give a link individually. You don't need to send welcome emails individually to your affiliates. Everything is done by that particular software. So you need to get this software. It's called an Affiliate Program Manager. A couple which I can recommend will be idevaffiliate.com or postaffiliatepro.com.
Right. So next week, can you find out if there's any free ones?
Free ones. Actually, I already searched. The free ones are not that.
Of course you would have.
Not all
right. So what's the best way to compensate my affiliate members?
Okay, the easy answer would be money. Give lots of money. I mean, if you can offer the... What can you offer? Like the highest you can offer for your product. Check out the margin, your profit margin, and then see how much you're willing to pay your affiliate. The more, the better. Because affiliates, I mean, let's face it, even if we were to join an affiliate program, it's like for us to make money. So it'd be the same for others to join our affiliate program. It's for them to make a lot of money. So compensate by giving the best percentage, the best commission you can give for your products and services.
Is there a percentage that you work with?
10-20% will be good, but sometimes digital products like ebooks, you can get away with more because there's no delivery cost and there's no printing cost. Some ebooks out there give about 50-80% commission to the affiliates.
BFM 89.9, the business station.